You're listening to New Technia. How machine learning can reduce false alarms in continuous hospital patient monitoring. A study of 2,325 hospital patients suggests machine learning can distinguish dangerous deterioration from routine vital sign fluctuations more effectively than fixed thresholds. The findings could reduce alarm fatigue, but the model was tested retrospectively, not as a live clinical alarm system, and still needs independent prospective validation. Hospital monitors can collect a stream of heart rate, breathing rate, oxygen saturation, and blood pressure readings. The difficulty is not gathering more data, but deciding which changes signal genuine danger. A new study suggests machine learning could help hospitals detect serious deterioration while producing fewer false alarms than conventional threshold rules. The 30-second summary. What happened? Researchers trained and evaluated a machine learning model using continuous vital sign records from 2,325 hospital patients. Why does it matter? At comparable operating points, the model detected more serious events or generated substantially fewer false positives than a fixed threshold warning system. What is the catch? This was a retrospective study in two cohorts from the same region, not a prospective test showing better treatment or survival. Key number. At a false positive rate matched to the conventional threshold system, the 24-hour model detected 96% of serious events, compared with 50% for the threshold approach. Why hospital alarms become a problem? Fixed warning systems usually react when one or more measurements cross predefined limits. That approach is easy to understand, but a single unusual reading may reflect movement, a loose sensor, or a temporary change rather than a worsening illness. Repeated non-actionable alerts can contribute to alarm fatigue. When clinicians encounter too many warnings, the signal that truly matters becomes harder to distinguish from background noise. The goal is therefore not to silence monitors, but to make alerts more selective without missing patients who need help. What the researchers tested. The study analyzed continuous vital sign data from 2,325 adults admitted after major surgery or for acute medical care. Physicians reviewed the records to identify serious adverse events, giving the researchers a clinical outcome against which to test predictions. The model looked at patterns over time rather than relying only on whether an individual value crossed a boundary. It was compared with a threshold-based system related to the National Early Warning Score. The most striking comparisons used two different matching conditions. When both approaches were held to the same false positive rate, the 24-hour model reached a true positive rate of 0.96 versus 0.50 for the threshold system. In a separate comparison that matched their true positive rates, the model's false positive rate was 0.06 versus 0.84. These figures should not be combined as if they came from one operating point. How machine learning may find a cleaner signal. A threshold asks whether a measurement is high or low now. Machine learning can also examine direction, duration, and combinations. Oxygen saturation that drifts downward, for example, may carry a different meaning when breathing and heart rates change at the same time. The model's area under the receiver operating characteristic curve was 0.81 for events within 24 hours and 0.71 within 8 hours. That indicates useful discrimination, but also shows that the model was far from perfect, particularly nearer to an event. What hospitals could gain? If prospective trials confirm the result, a better-ranked alert stream could help nurses focus attention on patients at greatest risk. It might also let hospitals use continuous monitoring beyond intensive care without overwhelming staff with warnings. The benefit would depend on workflow, however. A prediction has value only if it reaches the right clinician, explains enough of its reasoning to support action and triggers a response that improves care. Before we overstate the result, the analysis was retrospective. The model did not direct care in a live randomized clinical trial. Both cohorts came from the same geographic region, and performance differed between them. Independent hospitals and patient populations may produce different results. Precision was only moderate at 24 hours and low at 8 hours because serious events were uncommon, so some alerts would still be false. Several authors reported patents, commercial interests, or links to Ward 247, making independent replication especially important. What happens next? The next test is prospective deployment across geographically and operationally different hospitals. Researchers must measure not only prediction accuracy, but alert burden, clinician response, treatment delays, patient outcomes, and whether performance remains fair across demographic groups. The study offers a credible reason to rethink hospital alarms. It does not prove that an algorithm should replace clinical judgment. It suggests that continuous data may become more useful when software interprets the pattern rather than sounding an alarm for every crossed line. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.